This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Core Values by the All Consuming Podcast.
That's us.
I feel like it's still weird, man. So this is episode 10.
Jeez. We're in cranking these things out, dude. We're cranking them out.
So yeah, I missed you last week. Had to do with Chris.
That was awesome. I love that episode. I thought it was really cool to get a different voice. And I said this to you when we were editing. Like, you and Chris are kind of similar. Like, in a way. Like, you're both very, like, analytical, and you guys both,
thinking,
like,
about the album art. And
album art, yeah. Like, you dig deep. And so it was interesting, like, hearing you guys talk about, like, that stuff. You know, stuff that I kind of been like, oh, there's album art, you know? Like, I'm like, wait, just why don't they AI it, you know?
Like, I'm sure some people are like, they want two Tylers.
Maybe. You know, I don't know if anyone wants that, but. Yeah, dude, I was across the country in Florida at Disney World, and so pretty cool. I mean,
it was cool.
It was warm, but the kids, man, they had so much fun. So it was worth it. All the money we spent was worth it. But dude, it is so jammed. Like, so many people on spring break went, you know.
Yeah.
And we're talking like max capacity, you know.
And everyone, like, stayed 6 feet apart and wore their masks.
No, dude, we're wait. What are you talking about?
Oh, right. It's 2024. Sorry.
But yeah, so it was so packed. And it was like everything was packed, from like just getting food. Obviously, rides are always packed, but even the bathrooms were packed. And like, just,
scoot over, like, dude, sharing a seat.
Dude, I don't know about you, but I don't know what you would call this, like, public bathroom anxiety. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
is it like that you don't want to go in public, or is it that you can't go in public?
I can, obviously. Like, and I'm talking number two, right? Number one, whatever, but number two, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll go, but I hate it, man. Like, it's just like the worst feeling. And so the last day we were there, the worst thing happened. There's tens of thousands of people in here. There's a line to get into the stalls in the boys' bathroom, and I got to go number two.
Uh-oh.
Right? You feel like cattle, right? It's just one out, door opens, you go in, door opens, another person goes in. You know, it's just you're waiting, you know?
And no one ever comes out. You just keep going in.
Just keep going. And so I'm, like, freaking out. Like, I'm like, mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. No one's going to remember me, obviously. It's not a big deal, whatever. So I wait, and I get in there, you know, and we're talking just in the stall, it's a different temperature. That's how much it's like people have been in there. And so I sit down and I'm like ready to go, you know, and I kid you not, like, I'm freaking out. I got this anxiety going, like, come on, hurry,
people
hurry,
are waiting
hurry
for me.
Faster, faster, faster. This little kid, I don't know how old he was. I couldn't see through the stall. But he comes around and he's like, bang, 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 saying bang on the door. Well, I'm like mid-going or trying to.
Occupied.
So, dude, I'm like, I don't know what to do. And so I went quick and just like got out of there, dude. I was like, I can't do this. This is my biggest.
You got out, you're all sweaty and like.
Yeah, and when I got back and my family's like, what happened? I'm like, dude, I don't even know what happened. But I need to go back to the hotel right now.
You'll have to listen to the podcast if you want to know what happened.
Dude. Anyways, it's great to be home for a lot of reasons, and that is one of them.
That's one of them. That's
I don't know why I told that story right now, but and realizing that people are going to listen to that, that's wild.
Hey, I think a lot of people will relate with you.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I don't like going with other people there too, so.
It's just weird. It's just different. We're accustomed to just like our own cold seat. Anytime a seat's warm, I just feel uncomfortable.
Those are the best kind of seats.
No, they're not. You'd rather have a warm seat than a cold seat?
No way. Yeah. Cold seat all the time.
Cold
Everybody.
Seat Come all on. The time. Icy cold.
Well, I don't have a story to top that. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Well, it's good to be back. I'm excited to do this Core Values episode and get back into it. I've already like listened to some of the releases. Sadly today, so I feel like I cheated a little bit. But there's a lot of good stuff, dude. To them? I mean, no, like I usually come in like straight up haven't listened to anything,
right?
But some of these songs that I know we're gonna talk about were released earlier than 9 o'clock.
Well, that's great because I haven't listened to like any.
Oh, so this is a little bit flipped
all the way through. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm excited.
So before we get started, I want to give a shout out to our patrons, Aaron Peter, I Did It for the Mug, Trey Christmas, Heavy Metal Prophet, Adam Briggs, Christian Wiggly. You guys are awesome. And today I picked a song personally. I didn't do the random thing. And, you know, it's been 2 weeks now and I haven't asked people for more things. I think we need to like reset the list and do this.
Yeah. Again.
But today's song, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Oh, I'm excited.
So, yeah, we'll do that at the end. Until then, I got 7 new songs I picked. And we'll just start, I think, with the one that it might be the most anticipated for you and me.
Really?
Convictions.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Is this one you've already listened to?
No, actually, I have not. I saw they released it. I mean, I loved Lotus when it dropped a couple weeks ago, so stoked.
All right, let's do this. So this one's called Four Horses.
Yeah. Just jumped right in.
Yeah. I follow their drummer on Facebook. Friends on Facebook. And he's like, you guys wanted a song with no singing? Here you go.
They know that we want a song with no singing? Dude, this is brutal. I love it. Oh.
Everyone will die. Are you hawking a loogie?
Dude, that's sick. Let's go.
That's awesome.
I just love their guitar tones, man. They like they do some awesome stuff for sure.
Yeah. You got some like trap ticking.
Yeah. Here we go. We got space, dude. Love it.
Woo. That's awesome.
Let's go, dude. Special teams.
Dude, fear of the Holy Ghost.
Special plays. Special players.
What's that?
It's all what Convictions is, dude.
Well, that's pretty fun. I hear their whole album's done. It's like ready to go. So they're just releasing them until I don't know when their album releases. I don't think I've seen any notifications or news about that.
Is it a full length or is it EP?
I don't know.
Dude, I'm up for it. Like Convictions, truthfully, like they don't miss like as of late. So I mean, I don't know if they've ever missed, but they're awesome.
Yeah, that's a cool song. It's like you know, War of Ages. Well, it's like War of Ages, the most recent song or album.
Album,
but
yeah.
I should say it's like the Bible, because
I kind of just want a song that they sing in a little bit. I'm kidding.
I just want something catchy, something for Octane Radio, something that I can like sing to in the car.
I think they're doing awesome stuff. I was just rocking Lotus again today, and that's, I mean, that song's been
it's
in
so
my
good.
Rotation, yep. Man. So.
Awesome. All right, so up next, is a band called Sun and Thieves.
Oh.
They're very new. Heavy Metal Prophet posted them on our Discord like yesterday or the day before, and he doesn't even know that I'm going to play them today.
Ooh.
I didn't respond to him or say anything. So
surprise.
Surprise, surprise. All right. So this song is called Perfect Soul. Very new band. You guys should check them out. They have like four songs, like one song a year for the past 4 years.
I don't know where the genre is going to go right now.
Okay. If you know the genre, you can tell me.
Dude, I'm digging whatever's behind it right now.
Yeah, like they don't have a bio or anything. I don't even know if they have social media.
Trying to listen to lyrics, but I can't really make it out.
Holy Embrace.
Sort of reminds me of Crimson Armada's Scream.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. I like that his scream is like in tempo with the music.
Yeah.
You know? Your soul can't be snatched away. Oh God, please hear me. I got that. You know, and their song, their band name, you know, Sun and Thieves.
Yeah.
Jesus and the two guys are crucified with him.
What is that instrument?
It's just like, key? No, it's EDM, I think. I think it's just produced after the fact or something. I don't know. Could be a key. Could be, I don't know. It's probably just a dude beatboxing.
It's like, this is like fun. It's obviously, it's not really like, it's heavy, but it's not, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like ambient. It's kind of like,
yeah. What did you call it? Gaze
it's
or
chill.
Something? Is there some... Not that?
I don't know. Don't make me late say, you know, genres and stuff.
Sorry,
everyone messages
sorry.
Us and they're like, you guys say that band was metalcore? That's not metalcore. But, you know, this definitely isn't like weightlifting music or like...
No.
You know.
Driving down the road at night.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I like these lyrics too, because there's a, I don't know them. It's my first time hearing the song all the way through, but yeah, that's chill. There's like three other songs that he has, and I kind of want to check them out now.
Dude, I love it, man. It's different. It's a little unique than what's been released as of late.
Yeah.
And they're still raw, you know? Like, obviously, because only a couple songs.
Yep. Yeah, people need to go follow them. Good chunky riffs, you know, plus
yeah,
that EDM on the top, like that's just so
that's
good.
It's fun. It's different. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That was enjoyable. That is a Core Values gem. You are welcome. There you go.
It's the only one today. All right. So up next, a band that, you know, you've recently been getting into, sort of, called Immanence.
Oh, thought you were going to say August Burns Red. No.
Not yet.
Okay.
No. So we've done two Eminence songs so far.
First one loved.
Second one was kind of long and more ambient and drawn out.
And I got hate for that, I think.
You did. Some
people were like, hey, have some patience.
Tyler needs more patience.
Stop being a hardcore Hank. Not every song can be 2 minutes long. I was like, okay.
Yeah, so, Eminence, as a reminder, you know, their front man, singer, screamer, is also their violinist, right? And so they have violin. And the album dropped today. So the album's called The Black. I'm not saying this is a Christian band. They don't identify themselves as that way, but some of their lyrics kind of lean that way. Some people have very strong opinions the opposite, but
they make good music, though.
They make great music.
It's awesome to listen to.
Do not listen to them for your theological education.
Sorry, Theo Bros.
This song is called Beyond the Pale, and their lyrics are clean.
Next song they're going to drop is going to have a cuss word.
Well, it's going to be a while.
Ooh! Love the riff. Right out the gate.
You're lucky I didn't pick a long song. Double bass pedals.
So we're out of coffee right now. And all I got are baby Gatorades. So I've been like an arsenal of like three baby Gatorades here. I'm just keep cracking open as we're going.
That's great. I ran out of coffee this week as well, and we finally got more from Nespresso, and I was like, fine.
Booyah.
So thank you, patrons, for buying coffee for me. That's literally what it's for, right? We say, buy us a cup of coffee. Every episode, we're drinking coffee.
Well, usually.
Except this one, Tyler's.
Sorry. I really hope those Gatorades aren't for my daughter's soccer game on Saturday. Hopefully we don't have snacks. My wife's going to be like, where'd these Gatorades come from?
I like the layered singing and screaming like that. Boy, they have a lot of plays already on some of these singles.
Really?
Up to almost 4 million on two of them.
I do think their cleans are awesome, though.
Yeah, he does a good job of, like, singing with a strained voice or something.
Yeah.
Here we go.
One ear.
You got a quiet chug in this ear.
Yeah, little guy. Little guy on my right, big one on my left. Back.
Why is he whispering?
Stomp around a little bit right now. Dude, this is great, man. Love this song. It might be my favorite one you've shown me.
By them.
By them, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Death is waiting on him.
It's good stuff.
Still got a whole minute. What's going to happen?
A whole minute? No way. Dude, I thought that was going to fade out.
Violin. Can't forget.
You hear Confessions of a Traitor at all on this?
Why? Because he's got an accent?
No, I'm just saying, like, for some reason I hear it.
I mean, like, probably because this has more of a bounce to it, the song. You mean, like, vocally or musically?
Yeah, both. I think
Yeah, I could see that a little. I'm not going to say, no, how could you think that? But I'll allow that.
What if it is just, like, accents, and anyone that's not from, like, United States are just like, you know what? They sound the same.
They sound just like that other Australian band.
But they're not Australian.
I know. Yeah, Confessions is from England, and these guys are from Sweden. So, yeah, that's a fun one. I'm going to check out the whole album probably tomorrow while I'm working. It's a big one. It's like, it's 12 songs. Love to see bands still doing that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So up next is a new one. Brand new band, brand new song, first time played. We might even be one of their first 10 listeners.
Brother,
are you kidding me? So this dude, I think he's got friends, is on our Discord server. And the band's called Blameless Sacrifice. He does the guitar work, and one of his friends does the vocals. But I told him we would play it because he's on our Discord, and he's a great guy, and he keeps stealing my crowns on Discord, and that needs to stop. But here we go. The song's called Masked Prophets.
Like it.
Yeah, so he's, I believe he's, his username on Discord's Crazy Shot, so if you see him.
What crowns is he stealing from you?
Oh. Well, let me look. Impending Doom. Ooh. Memphis Mayfire. Creations. Oh. Creations Hardcore, yeah.
So this is a one-man deal?
It's like, it's at least two.
Oh, okay. Dude, it's great.
So their album cover is kind of interesting. It's got like a lamb on one side. The other side is a wolf skull.
Let's see if I can see it. Oh, yeah.
Very Christian lyrics there.
Yep. So there's two different vocalists, it sounds like, kind of going back and forth.
You know, I don't know.
Or maybe it's just the same
guy. I replied to him and said, like, dude, those vocals are great. Like,
they're awesome.
They do every kind of scream. Like, yes. You got some Under Oath kind of stuff in here. Low, that.
Their highs, yeah.
And he's like, I'm not the vocalist, just the guitars and bass. So
maybe it's one dude that's like layering them. But it sounds like they're kind of screaming back and forth, you know, which is cool.
Yeah. They're like that quiet keys in the background.
Yeah.
What's happening? We'll stand firm in the truth of God's unchanging word. Who does that kind of scream? Is that like old Devil Wears Prada?
Yeah, I kind of feel that. I was sort of thinking that with like the key going in the back. But this sounds like something else. It's good, man.
Yeah, it's good songwriting. I mean, more practice and stuff. Like, these guys should drop a really good one. Yeah. I know they have another one coming out soon, and they said it's kind of like Oh Sleeper.
Oh, interesting.
Well, storytelling, song-wise, so. Yeah, like, it's good. There's good structure in that. Like, I like the background singing and the screaming in the front. It's the same thing. Like, it's good. So that's pretty good, Crazy Shot. I never told you anything on Discord. And surprise, I'm playing it on here and you didn't know. So there's two of them now. So up next is another band that no one really knows. Really new. They've been around a little bit. August Burns Red. So it's a long one. I'm just going to get started so that we can start talking
it's
about it.
It's a great idea.
So 8 minutes. It's like 15 seconds longer than the original. Featuring Will Ramos.
Who's that?
Is it Ramos? Ramos?
Ramos?
Ramos?
Say Ramos.
Yeah, you know Will.
Maybe, I mean, I'm just kidding. I know who he is.
He's got those crazy double vocal cords. Bless him scream with two voices at the same time.
He's kind of like the top dog right now, I feel like.
Yeah.
Vocalists, you know?
Everyone wants to know what he's doing. And, Yeah, I mean, that Lorna Shore breakdown is just nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, and I don't think we said that, right? He's the lead singer of Lorna Shore.
That's right.
So far it sounds the same.
So, yeah, I listened to this earlier, and I thought I heard a spot where Will was on there earlier, but then there's an obvious part later where it's like, oh.
Is it like 6 minutes in? Five?
Five-ish. 25 minutes in.
So, I love that we did an episode on this album.
Yeah.
And this is still probably one of my favorite songs on that album. Even though it's so long, it's just different enough of what they've done.
It's very... Absolutely. I agree.
There he is.
That's what I'm saying. This is where I thought I heard him. Yeah. Right here. Ding, ding, ding. So he might be other places too, you know?
Yeah. Or what if he's like so good that he sounds just like Jake Lurs?
Maybe.
Yeah, bassy, this is such bass. A fun song, dude.
Yeah, I love it. That's interesting because Lorna Shore, I might get in trouble. I haven't really gotten into that. You know, I've tried. It's just not my style.
So, I mean, I've listened to probably all of her songs with Will, and like, it's good. I like it.
Agreed.
And like, but it's just not something I put on all the time because it's very like symphonic, like deathcore.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And there's, I don't know, like I when I first listened to it, you know, To the Hellfire was like insane. So I thought that's what we're getting every time, but that's one song. Like a lot of it is very like ambient and drawn out and like this cool like symphonic blackish deathcore.
Yep.
And so it's like I don't, it's weird because like some songs it's like this isn't heavy.
Yeah.
What's happening? Yeah. You know, like,
and other parts are brutal.
Yeah, but it is really cool musically, and vocally it's just like, how can you do this?
Yeah.
But I kind of wish he did a genre that I liked, you know?
Yeah.
So seeing him on like metalcore stuff is awesome, you know?
I think his part's coming up. There.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a sweet just addition to August Burns Red. Like,
didn't they go to Christmas Burns Red last year?
Yeah, I think so, actually.
I think they were there. That's crazy. Have you watched, like, the YouTube video where they stick a camera down his throat?
No, that's disgusting, though.
So they have him scream with this camera. and it shows this vocal cord, and they show what a normal vocal cord does, like if people scream or sing, like how it vibrates and stuff. And he's got like this double muscle in there that allows it to twist and make two vibrations.
What the heck?
It's super weird. It's an interesting video, and you're like, huh. But that's how he can get such this like unique, gnarly scream.
It's definitely different for sure.
Yeah. So I'm just over here like twisting my neck. How do I get double vocal cords?
Yeah. So that part that he just was like basically featured on, that must have been added, right? If the song's longer.
It didn't seem that. It might have been a longer version.
Yeah.
That grind.
I mean, that's different. This is the different part of, you know, this album and this song. It was pretty cool. Just the drums were different. It wasn't
filled with blast beats and yeah. I mean, this is kind of that this album.
Yep.
Yeah, that one. Rescue and Restore. Got the little
right
nice
here
soft
that,
ending
that reminds me of Rescue and Restore.
Well, and like his like positive and, you know, positive encouraging Jakelers.
Yeah.
Like the way he screams and like, you know, is like,
right,
your time is not, you know, has
so
not yet come.
I don't remember where I saw it. It could have been on Facebook or on our Discord. Somebody posted this and one of the comments was like, the AI generated cover art needs to stop. And, like, I mean, I must not be trained to see that, because I look at it, I'm like, oh, that's a cool image. You know? But, like, somebody else looks at it and is like, oh, my gosh, that's AI generated.
Well, okay, if you look at it, it's the picture of nothing. Like,
what do you mean? No, I don't get it.
What is it?
Well, I don't know. So how would you look at it and be like, oh, it's AI generated?
Well, look at it. So you can just tell.
I've seen it,
like,
yeah.
A lot of images.
Well, how can you tell on that?
You just need to look at more. How can you not tell that? Like their album art, it's like what, a robot Mickey Mouse in a junkyard?
A like, robot Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Do I have that? I don't have that album up.
No, not a.
Otherwise, I'd pull it up.
I
mean,
know
this
what
picture
is
a little different for this single, or you know, with featuring Will.
So how do you know it's AI generated though?
Just graphical stuff, like this. But if you look at it, there is nothing in this picture. It's colors and shapes.
Okay.
It's just not natural. It's not something a human would make.
Interesting. Well, some people are very passionate about it, I saw. And there was like a bunch of likes on the comment. So well, I assume this was.
So the problem is, right, there is a job that's being taken away. They could have hired an artist. They could have had someone else's artistic input on it. Instead, they use an AI to just go Mickey Mouse garbage dumpster, blah blah blah, with some buffalo in the background, and you know, done. Desert search, 8th image, perfect. Ship it, right?
Interesting.
So there wasn't. It's like, how does it? How does the image like add to the art of the music, right?
Right.
You know. I don't know. There's a lot to it, right? And so a lot of people are like, you're just stealing like what an artist could have done better, or you guys could have put more thought and effort, and you took the easy way. But at the time this came out, everyone was doing AI stuff, and AI was just super cool, right?
Yeah.
No one was like, oh no, our jobs. But now it's like, oh, hey,
so our even jobs. So, Death Below, that is an AI album art.
Yeah. Everything. Sure. Yeah. All of it. Yes.
Interesting. What else?
You didn't know this?
What else? What else have I been lied to my entire life about?
What else is that? AI art?
Yeah.
You know, people complain a lot, but there's not a lot. There is some AI-generated images used by artists in the stuff. Right? Yeah. So they start with, an AI canvas, but I don't know.
People are up in arms about it, and to me, like, I guess I just don't see like a huge issue, especially with a smaller band that doesn't necessarily have a budget anyways. Like, who are they going to hire to do it, you know? or do they have the skill set to do it? It's probably better to get it.
Yeah, AI. From the band's perspective, right? Yeah. For their budget and what they're trying to do, they're like, hey, this is a great avenue.
Right.
We don't have to spend money on this. We could fit, you could pick something that we think works with our album. We could, you know, whatever. But everyone else is like, yeah, but what about the artist? You know, it's like releasing an album without any bass. It's like, where's your bass player?
Right.
Well, we thought we didn't need a bass player. You know, like, I don't know.
True.
I'm trying to think of a good analogy, but I don't know.
Yeah. Is it similar to bands that don't have a drummer and just do computer drums? Or is that different?
Oh, I'm sure it's the same.
Similar, right?
But like, I bet you bands without drummers would love to have a drummer.
Right. You know? Yeah, you know? Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. Interesting. But, well, I enjoyed that song. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
More guest vocalists on ABR songs, please. Why not?
Yeah, I like that album that August Burns Red and Fit for a King did, where they like,
oh yeah,
there's like the same music, but like Jake Lurs did the song, and then Ryan Kirby did one August Burns Red songs. Like that was super cool, super cool. Fun. Loved it. They also did it with We Came as Romans, but here we go. So up next is another one, Hero for Redemption, Wage War, big name. They had a song, Magnetic, a few weeks ago that we listened to, and we were just like,
Octane.
It's all right. It has a cool breakdown. So here's another one. Everyone is saying it's awesome. I don't know what it's called. Nail 5, Nails. It's Nail and the number 5 all in one word. So it's like, is it Nails, but the S is a 5? Anyway, here it is. Let me press play. Five nails in the casket. There you go. Are they hanging out with Slipknot?
Hey, how'd you know I was gonna say that?
That's what I hear. You said that guitar. If you're looking for the law, well, you finally found it. Yeah, you finally found it.
If you're searching for a song, here's a song about it. What?
I don't know. I kind of like it.
Yeah, because you're into this type of genre.
What is this genre? Like, extreme nu metal?
Anything that... No, machines making sounds. You're into that stuff.
That's guitar tones, dude.
No, the guitar tones are great.
Like that.
This is heavy, though. I mean, it's heavy.
It's angry.
Very angry. I don't know how I feel about that.
You don't like the five-finger death punch talking, you know, sentence thing?
It's like not even, I don't even know, man.
I like it. And you got that lasers going.
That's what I'm saying. You're all about this like dubstep. It's not dubstep at all. But no, like, you know what I mean?
I like it. I could jam to this.
There's too much going on for me. I swear, if he goes,
there's really nothing going on, dude.
If he goes back to the talk one more time, I don't know if I can finish.
It'll
this.
End with that. It'll end. Oh, that's cool. The whole song is just a breakdown, dude. Now he's here comes the sentence for you.
No, he's not.
He'll do it.
They wouldn't do that to me.
Guess I'll have to play the song again so you can hear it. I don't know why you don't like it.
It's just like a weird cadence. It's like, it feels like it's like so poppy, you know?
It's not, I wouldn't say it's poppy. It's like, that's what I was saying is nu metal, you know?
Cause yeah, like, there's some.
Nu metal has that like groove to it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know. I just picture a bunch of dudes in like dreadlocks just like banging, head banging to it in a basement, you know?
It definitely is a different song than what they've been putting out.
Yeah, I much prefer this direction than the catchy singy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take your horrible dubstep description with extreme nu metal.
Yeah.
But I like that. So up next, the last song that I brought is super random. You're going to be like, what are we listening to, Gary? So there's a band called Sales End. Sales being possessive, like someone named Sale, their end. Sales End. I don't know how I found them. They had like a song last year or something. They came up on like a random playlist on Spotify, and I was like, oh, this is great. They're not Christian, but the reason I picked this song is called, I don't think you're ready, The Sound of Silence 4, : Forklift Certified. Okay.
Sound Forklift. Of Silence, Simon and Garfunkel?
I don't think it's that. Maybe it's going to be the name of their album. I don't know. Single, the only one out, Forklift Certified, and it's four, the number four, Forklift. I don't know, okay? Right. But I listened to this, and I was like, what is happening? Here we go. So I'm hoping to get a lot of great reactions out of you.
Sales End?
Sales End.
I hear the forklift backing up.
Better move.
Dude, what?
Just wait. It's the whole song's nuts.
Genty.
Plus your dubstep description.
Okay.
You're not a fan of the beeping?
Oh.
Sweet.
I love that. That's cool. There's some crazy tones going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, the whole song is just like... We're only a minute in.
We're only a minute in?
Ooh.
It's heavy, bro.
Yeah.
But it's also not. Like, I don't understand where I'm at.
We got different, like, tempos and rhythms.
Everywhere, yeah.
They're like, man, every 8 seconds it's gotta be different, okay? Yeah.
You gotta keep their attention somehow. There's the forklift.
It's back.
What are they moving?
They're lifting, bro.
There's going to be more. Let's go. Now we're in outer space. Woo!
New kind of scream.
It's definitely different. I've never heard of these guys either at all. Huh.
Last FM will tell me what song I've been listening to a lot. Thought I was done.
Dude, I actually did think that was done. That's pretty wild, man. This whole song's been insane.
Yep. It says they're a metalcore band from Michigan and New York for fans of Silent Planet, Holofront, Convictions, Polaris, and Sentinels.
What? What? You get all that from... That's crazy, man.
Whew! 3 minutes and 40 seconds of just...
Crazy.
Yeah. I know awesome. You weren't a fan of the forklift sound, huh?
It's cool. I mean, okay.
But now you always know this song. Whenever it plays, you'd be like, I know that song.
But, like, I do kind of appreciate, like, it's called Forklift, and there's a forklift literally backing up.
Yeah.
Or moving. I don't know. Do forklifts make that sound when they go forward, too?
No.
Just when they back up?
You know, I don't know. I think maybe they always do. I don't know. Yeah. So they have a song from 2021 called The Sound of Silence. They also have another one called The Sound of Silence 3. And I haven't looked at their entire discography to tell you everything, but I think their earliest stuff is from 2021.
Sales End.
Yeah. Yeah, their album, or the EP, Live and Die, that's what I listened to a bunch. Oh, that's how I found them. Christian Roach from
Diamonds to Dust.
Diamonds to Dust. He did a song with them called Parish. That's how I found them.
Oh.
And yeah, it's super great. Like, they make such ridiculously heavy stuff all over the place. So that's it for new stuff today.
Sweet.
Up next is the encore section. Dun, 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 dun. So this one I picked out of the bag of things.
Who picked it?
Who picked it? I picked it. Who told us to do it?
Who told us to do it, yeah.
Jeremy.
Oh.
Our Ohioan.
Ohioan.
Yep. So he picked the band Mouth of the South.
Oh, fantastic band.
Yeah. So the song's Epilogue, one of the greatest.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I think Blind Guides is my favorite, though, by Mouth of the South. This one goes hard, though.
So mine's probably Simply Grace.
Oh yeah, that's a really
that's the one where he just like talks most of the time till halfway through. Yeah, that's so good.
Okay, so Mouth of the South became who?
Rival Choir.
Rival Choir, that's right.
And the Rival Choir is great too. And people were talking about them today on Discord, and I was like, I won't tell.
Dude, these guys rock, man.
Yeah, I found them in like 2016 or something, 2017. And like, I wish they'd come back and do more. If you guys are listening, we want you back.
Fest reunion.
Yes. It's the last year to do it, so.
Yeah, dude, this song goes hard. Grace like an ocean, baby.
And yet you call me son.
Mm.
Love that part.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, dude.
This is one of their best lines right here.
Here it is, yep.
Make it real with this.
Show me the squirrel through the holes in your head.
Woo!
That's their album art, dude.
It's such a, like, that
did you notice
like
that?
Oh, yeah, the, like, looking.
The guy going like this. Looking through the holes in his hand.
That would be a serious reel, though. You know, like, it couldn't be any of the funny ones, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you try to make that funny, I don't think it's gonna land.
A dude,
bro,
like, hammering a nail through his hand, like, ah! You're right, you can't do a funny one like that. Ooh, yeah. Oh, here we go.
This is the first like encore that like I know. I think all the other encores were just like people trying to get us to react to random stuff.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they won't know this one.
Yeah,
here you guys go.
Here's a song with a flute.
Dude. I'm still walking.
It's great.
I'm stuck here with all these questions in my head, but I will never forget the words that you have said. You are the child of a king. You have been set free. There is nothing that can separate you from me. I am the one that calls you son. I formed you in the womb. I conquered the grave. Your home is not its own. God, this just can't be. I'm so unworthy, but your grace
has washed the grave.
just lyrically, it's another
it's
one.
It's amazing.
We talk about too, like, there's no question. These guys are Christians.
Yeah.
It's a Christian band.
You right? know, and what impresses me the most with this band is, like, they can articulate, like, feelings and thoughts that yes. every person has and put it into words and put it into music. And it's like, I don't know, they do such a great job at, like, putting words on paper, dude. Like,
they do.
I would have never, given me a million tries, come up with a sentence or yeah. lyrics like this song, you know? And, like, their song Simply Grace, I can't do that.
Yeah.
You know? So
great
it's amazing. Yeah. Mix it with some Face Down hardcore. Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're sitting on gold, and I wished I knew about them and or liked them sooner
yeah.
when they were around, you know. Mm. Great choice, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy. That was awesome.
We still got another 10 seconds of quiet chug.
Fading out. Dun,
yep.
Dun.
Yep, what a song. And that's not even the last song on the album. But you'd think that's one to end it, you know? Ending
right,
like
epilogue,
that.
Usually, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's it, dude. That's all I got.
It was a little bit less songs this week, but there were some great songs. I'm
a little.
Excited.
It's like one less than normal.
Really?
Felt
like way
less.
We did
eight. No, we did eight.
And kind of nine with Darkest Burns Red one that was 8 minutes.
Might as well, yeah.
So maybe we just had the same. Maybe I was just having so much fun with you, Gary, that it doesn't feel like
you just don't want it to end. Here, let's just go pick another song. Yeah.
Never want it to end.
Every week, bro.
Yeah, dude.
So thanks everyone for listening to us. If you like what we're doing, check us out on Instagram.
Yeah.
Follow us on Facebook or like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. You know, follow us on Spotify. Get
yes.
notified when we drop these episodes. We're going to be releasing an episode on YouTube for the first time.
That was such a fun one. Should we say what it is?
What if it takes us a long time to edit it?
True, true, true.
Next week, we'll tell you what it is.
Yep.
So we got a new episode coming. It's an interview. It's a great one. So I'll probably put that up on YouTube. It'll be our first one that's like not like a whatever, you know.
Yeah.
One that we've accidentally put up or whatever. So yeah, keep your eyes out for that. Leave a review on Apple. Even on Spotify, you can leave reviews.
Can you? Know? You? Just the stars though, right?
You can leave a review or a comment or something on every episode.
Sweet.
So that's cool. And I saw we got a bunch of new like free Patreon followers. So keep your eyes open. This week I will be putting probably by the time you hear this, today. Okay? Just picture this. Today. It's probably Wednesday. It's probably Thursday next week.
What if it's Tuesday? Then Tuesday! Tuesday!
One of the days this week, I'm going to do another question on Patreon to get another list of Encore songs. So, yeah. You know. Oh, and the last one. Speaking of Patreon, buy us a cup of coffee. This is what we drink like every episode,
yeah,
all
the
time.
I need some more coffee, guys.
You know? And all of our patrons, you guys are awesome. We think the world of you guys. We probably wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for all however many are 20 of you.
Yep.
Like, you guys are awesome. So.
Sweet.
Thanks for listening.
See ya next week, everybody.
Thank you for listening.